For the first time in the school's history, Wellesley College has an African-American president. Paula Johnson took the reins at the school today. She previously was the chief of women's health at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and was an instructor at Harvard Medical School. WBUR's Edify team was there today for the inauguration and brings us this selection of some of the speeches. We'll hear first from Dr. Johnson, followed by Harvard President Drew Faust, and then Senator Elizabeth Warren.
For all their many and wonderful differences, Wellesley students arrive with a shared awareness of what it means to be a woman at this historical moment. They know that for all the progress women have made since Wellesley's founding, women face distinctive challenges. They know that for all the shattered and cracked glass ceilings, women are still vastly underrepresented at the highest levels across professions and industries. They know that women face a unique set of challenges, including persistent efforts to curtail reproductive rights, inadequate family leave policies that hit women hardest, and the widespread persistence of unequal pay for equal work. They know that the world is far better off with women at the table or leading the meeting, whether in government, business, academia, or any field where Wellesley women make their mark. For all these reasons and so many more, Wellesley students understand the transformative power of a place where women's leadership is synonymous with leadership.
Sandra Day O'Connor once quipped that many of the toughest challenges in her legal career came from what she called the debilitating medical condition of having two X chromosomes. Paula Johnson has shown us that having two X chromosomes actually can be a debilitating medical condition if you have a heart attack and your doctors don't know that women's heart disease is different from men's. She has shown us that treating people equally sometimes means paying close attention to their differences.
We face extraordinary challenges if we are going to build an America where all of our children have a fighting chance to succeed. To do this, our country needs college graduates who understand the difficulties we face, who believe in the importance of service, and who are ready to roll up their sleeves and get the job done. We need young people who will bring these values to their careers, whether in public service, the private sector, or nonprofits. Wellesley is an institution with a proud tradition of educating and empowering women to be exactly those kinds of leaders.
That is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Before that, we heard from Harvard President Drew Faust and the new president of Wellesley College, Dr. Paula Johnson. She was inaugurated today.